We have one, what we call page three consent item on the agenda today. It's a request by Aquia Bay Marina Incorporated for after-the-fact authorization to retain a screened and partial knee-walled enclosure under a previously authorized roof structure that measured 14 feet by 10 inches wide by 11 feet 6 inches long and 7 feet 3 inches tall. And also there's an associated freestanding, basically another knee wall measuring 8 feet by 10 inches long, 3 feet high, adjacent to that structure on an existing pier at their existing marina facility on Aquia Creek in Stafford County. In this instance, we had issued a permit for this roof structure back in 2009. It joined a previously existing covered facility roofed area on the pier. They wanted to expand it. It did not call for any sides or screening in terms of what was originally requested. But after I think they built it, they realized they needed some screening around it, wanted to separate it from the adjacent boat slip for safety reasons. I think they sought some, they inquired with the county about requirements for permits, and they basically said nothing was required from them. So unfortunately, they went ahead and added the screened wall and partial knee wall around the structure, and built the knee wall separating this area from the boat slip. Since that was an additional encroachment not covered in the original permit, it needed authorization from us. So we gave them the opportunity to remove it. If they wanted to build it back, they could reapply or they could submit an after-the-fact request and let us go through the public interest review process and then see if it's acceptable to keep it with basically concurrence for civil charges. They chose the latter. We've discussed the project with them. We think it's appropriate given the circumstances and how it's used and the safety concerns and that makes a usable area for the marina patrons. It's at a fairly end of a fairly long pier. And given the commercial nature and public use facility of the marina, we felt it was appropriate. They have agreed to a $1,000 civil charge in this case, and that's in keeping with the minimal impact and minimal deviation criteria in the civil charge matrix that you updated last month. And so if you concur, we would recommend that the commission accept the $1,000 civil charge and that we be authorized to issue the after-the-fact permit without any further or in lieu of the need for any further legal action.
Questions of Mr. Washington? Seeing none, is there a motion? Mr. Plummer?
I'll move to approve as recommended by staff.
Second to the motion. Mr. Schick, comments on the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carried, and the matter is approved.